Well, Mr. Light, did we have any stupid questions this week that you had to answer?
No, not at all, man.
Because last week you brought up a couple good ones, and I just didn't. I was afraid that they might be stupid ones, and I might be throwing them out to you. So I figured I'd let you get it out, you know. Early.
No, you guys never have those questions. I mean, well, not on this show.
Yeah, give us a couple of minutes.
We're thinking about bringing in the girl who stands on her head, and we're thinking about bringing her in as a guest
with the M&Ms
during Championship Week.
I like her.
You got to have plenty of M&Ms for her because she can do that for days.
Is it just M&Ms? Does she do Skittles? Anything else, or is it she's an M&M girl?
Reese's Pieces.
Well, that'll probably be part two of that series. You know that they're working on. Hey, by the way, I've always been curious about this. The Tom E. Curran, the E portion,
mm-hmm.
is that like a mystery, or you just like to put just the E in there? I mean,
it just stands for everything, Matt.
Tom, everything Curran. Okay, good. I feel better, man. I think I know you more now.
But it's like a bagel. You know, that's what it is.
You can substitute anything you want. If you want it to be for erratic or anything, error prone, whatever you want. Just throw it in.
Elongated.
Did you say erotic?
Yes, he did. We have some fun up here.
Yeah. I don't think I'm buying. I don't think I'm buying that one.
I really don't like where this conversation is going right now.
Let's talk about the Ravens then. We've talked an awful lot about this defense. We just heard Rex Ryan say that he believes the Ravens are going to win this game because they are going to effectively be able to rush four guys. Do you think they attempt to do that? How do they play it against you guys?
Well, we're going to find out here real shortly. You know, look, they've got multiple ways in which they've been able to affect, you know, passers over the years, and you know, look, that they've definitely got the guys and the personnel and the scheme to be very disruptive. Whether they're rushing three or four, five, you know, however they want to bring it, but you know, I think it comes down to, you know, obviously you have to be. You got to be error free in your assignment. You know, you can't cut guys loose. Not guys like that. And you know, whether it's Nada or Suggs or, you know, obviously, you know, Ray or Kruger or any of those combination of guys they have, Johnson or whoever, you got to count for them. And obviously, you got to get a hat on the hat and give Tommy the time to make the decisions down the field that he needs to make.
Matt, Glenn mentioned Rex Ryan. Is it difficult to have somebody cite Rex Ryan as an expert in a question for you and still take it seriously?
Well, I just figured he threw that one out there just to get an initial response.
Of course he did.
Well, you know what?
My blood pressure down.
You are smarter than you look. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You didn't fall for it at all. You just took it in stride.
Just went right through it.
And I look really smart, by the way.
What does Suggs do differently from other pass rushers? Is it the size, speed, power combination that maybe a Doomerville, for instance, doesn't have?
You know, each guy is different. It's kind of hard to compare him to someone else. And I think that, you know, look, he's got a body type, one that's kind of unique, you know, for, you know, to have that size and you know, he's got really long arms, which helps him in the pass rush, obviously, and helps him, you know, get off of blockers in the run game. And you know, you combine that with just pure athleticism. I mean, he's a really good athlete, and you know, he's been doing this for a long time. So, you know, I think you put all those things together, the experience and the power and the suddenness and being, you know, a really good athlete, you're going to go out there and you're going to make plays, which he does.
He talks before games. He talks after games. Does he talk during the game?
You know, I'm sure he does. Again, like, you know, I don't participate in that.
Does he talk to your quarterback at all?
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he has. I mean, you know.
Come on. You can tell us. You hear it. You're there. Come on.
It's just us.
I mean, again, like, I'm serious. You know, it's like after a while, you don't hear that annoying aunt that comes over every other, you know, holiday. You just kind of tune her out, you know what I mean? Like you don't pay attention to it anymore.
I like
so.
That annoying.
Terrell Suggs, exactly. Annoying.
Annoying.
I mean, you have one of those, right? You know, it's like, oh God, here she comes.
I was gonna say, how do you know so much about my family? it's amazing, Matt. So much insight. Let me ask you this: I know they have over the years they've moved Nada all over the place. Have they moved him around so much that you have? A book on him from going up against him, or is he not in your jurisdiction?
No, I mean, he'll definitely line up, you know, over the tackle at times. And, you know, whether it's, you know, a three technique or out a little wider in their base system. I mean, we definitely have to account for them. And they run games with them, too. So, you know, this definitely won't be the first time, you know, I've had to go against him. And you know, again, you're talking about a guy with a lot of power and a lot of experience and Pro Bowl player. So we got our work cut out for us up front, no doubt.
Would you say he's fast for his position? And let's just consider his position, you know, nose tackle. I know he can play all over the place, but is he faster than most guys at that position that you go against?
You know, I'd say he's number one. When you're that explosive, I mean, he's got a really good club move. He can really get guys off the spot with, you know, his suddenness and his quicks. I think that it is a rare combination of, you know, look, 340 pounds to move the way he does. That's not normal. I mean, you don't find that every day when you're out shopping.
Is the makeup of this team different than the team in the last couple of years? The 09 rings out because you fell behind big time to Baltimore and never got back into the game. And I remember Belichick after the New Orleans game, we've now seen it from that documentary where he's telling Brady, I just can't get these guys to do what I want them to do. This team this year has fallen behind in games and has come roaring back in games, almost like they're never out of it. Is the makeup different?
Well, I mean, look, when you're able to do those things, it obviously puts a lot more confidence in each guy that you know, it's not over. And I don't think you ever want to put yourself in that position just to prove that you can do those kind of things. But, you know, I think, look, you can only judge things on what you see. And a lot of times, you know, what you guys see, we might not necessarily pay attention to as players because we're so focused on what we do or, you know, as an offensive lineman, what we do in the offensive line room. But, you know, I think one thing's pretty clear that, you know, we're a resilient group. You know, everybody's, you know, going, you know, to the max on each play to try to do what they need to do within the system to make it work. And even if it's not perfect, even if it's not, you know, exactly the way that we drew it up, you know, we are able to regroup and get better. But, you know, with that said, I think at this time of the year, it's a little bit different. You don't get behind like that playing against teams like the Ravens and come back from it, you know.
What's the vibe like in the locker room and on Saturday night previous to a conference championship game?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of emotions, but I think you got to be able to temper that. You know, you don't want to peak too early, you know, before the game actually starts. You know, you want to get yourself ready to go, you know, when that whistle finally blows and the opening kickoff is upon you. And it's an exciting atmosphere. It really is. I mean, you know, you're playing at home, you're playing in front of, you know, your friends and family, your hometown crowd and all that stuff. And that's great. It'll be a fun atmosphere, I'm sure.
Our conversation with Matt Light, sponsored by ARS Restoration Specialist. If you're a property or a facilities manager or an insurance pro, make sure you have a disaster game plan in place at arsserve.com. And by Amica Life, check out Amica, new low rates for term life insurance at lifewithamica.com. Hey, good luck with the game on Sunday, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, here next week. All right?
All right.
Make sure
you.
You're
have
here.
A great weekend.
Make sure you're here next week, all right? It's all on you, brother. It's all on you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Okay, Matt.
Matt Light right here on The Big Show.